You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Loveville High by Eric Svekar and David Zelnick. Episode 2, Blaze a Path Through My Universe.
Hey, why did you run out on me like that?
I don't know. I got scared.
At a prom?
You scared me.
I didn't mean to. Sorry.
And now you followed me.
I just wanted to make sure you were okay.
Just because I smile at someone is not a reason to assume that I'm consenting to him dancing all up in my space.
Sorry.
Or him following me out.
Again? Sorry.
But, yeah, I did smile at you. I just got scared all of a sudden.
So, can I stay?
Yeah.
Cool. Got super hot in there. Where are we anyway?
The school courtyard.
I'm new to Loveville. Still discovering its secrets. Mind if I sit next to you?
Free country.
Not really. I was surprised too when I saw you across the room looking all cute in your crazy outfit.
It's modeled on a look David Bowie wore. Do you know who he is?
Bowie?
He was this...
Master of 70s album-oriented rock?
Pansexual androgynous space alien?
Yeah. I know who Bowie is.
Well, you gave me a thumbs up on my outfit, and then you pretended to dance so bad just so that you could get closer to me.
That was my real dancing.
Oh, awkward.
I was pretty sure that the girl you were here with wouldn't be, like, jealous. I mean, she's just a friend, right? Unless I'm wildly off the mark.
Just a friend.
And I'm guessing also you're not the dude who got her pregnant?
Just a friend. Do you even know my name?
No, what's your name?
Gendrix. Hi.
Gendrix?
Yep. Hi.
What, your parents were old hippies?
Who are you?
I'm Corey. I started here 3 months ago. Family moved from California. I actually knew your name was Gendrix. I kinda maybe stalked you a month ago. I looked at last year's yearbook to find out stuff, but you must be new too.
No, I was here last year.
I looked through the yearbook like 3 times. No Gendrix.
It's a name I gave myself.
Oh. What name were you born with?
why did your family move?
Long story. There may be an arrest warrant out on me. Kidding. They never found the body.
Not funny?
No big secret. My mom keeps getting addicted to newer and more exotic opioids, which means, let's see, a car accident and her license being revoked and ever more pricey rehab. My dad is not part of the picture. Anyway, hi, I'm Corey, your new classmate. I have one half-brother who is in the army and a sister at home. And I came to the prom because my new Insta-friend Madison asked me to be her date tonight, even though I barely know her. And then I saw you, this, you know, adorable guy in a crazy-looking suit who I could tell was looking at me. And I danced closer, and then we were about to start dancing together, and all I wanted was to know everything about him. And to kiss him? You're supposed to be leaning in and kissing me now.
I had a different name last year, in last year's yearbook.
What was it?
They wouldn't let me change it officially.
But was it, like, what kind of name was it?
A name that didn't fit me. And when I ran out, it's because I wasn't sure what you assumed, you know, gender-wise.
Oh.
And when you got close, I just didn't know what you hoped I was.
You think all I care about is what sort of plumbing you have?
Most people do. I bet you do too. You know, no matter what you say, you gonna run out now? Like, you don't have to pretend to be cool with this.
Shut up.
It's just people at the school here, they talk a good game about diversity, but they're just so not cool with it. So you, are you into boys or girls or both?
Now who wants labels? What do you look for in a guy? Assuming you like guys.
Why do you ask?
What do you think? I like you.
Well, I'm super political. You should know that.
Okay.
You'll laugh.
Why?
Because I'm ridiculous. Like, okay, like this prom. I mean, what are they playing? I listen to like super old stuff, like Duran Duran, like Edith Piaf. Mm. I don't know who anyone is today. Like One Direction, is that even a band?
No, well, they broke up.
See, I didn't know that. Our generation, it just sucks. Everyone on their phones, and our pop stars are like a bunch of corporate brand names.
Okay, so you're political. What else? Like, if hypothetically I was trying to find out if I was someone you'd want to date. Can I hold your hand?
Sure. That's nice.
The guy for me, I'll tell you, you might not understand. But I have it completely, specifically planned. He'd be Baldwin or Milk, full of wit and possession. He'd be nice to my mom, but he'd rage at oppression. Oh, and he'd sparkle like bowling. Stardust poetry in my ear. And we'd laugh until dawn and kiss in a world without fear. And sure, that was a dream. And those men aren't you. But oh, when I saw you, my dreams came a little bit true.
Never pictured the one I'd be sharing my heart with. Didn't have some ideal nor a picture to start with. Oh, except they'd sparkle like Bowie, blaze a path through my universe. Then we'd race to the moon and kiss, and then race in reverse. So yeah, that was the plan. And I like you as you. But oh, if you'd kiss me, my dreams would be closer to true. And you know there is history.
God, I wish they could see
we
us
could be
tonight.
Making tonight.
All the ones from before.
Add a chapter or two to the dream starting.
Somehow
now.
Baldwin and Milk could be cheering us on.
Sure hope Louis up there in the skies. But the starman I want is in front of my. Take this inside. Our dates might be worried.
You go in first. I need a minute to think.
About?
How weird it is. Starting things. falling in love. Not that we're falling in love, just the way it happens, how time slows down and rushes all at the same time.
What's that?
My phone?
Awkward timing.
Yeah, one sec. Hey, Chas?
Where are you?
In the courtyard.
I'm in the coat room. It's an emergency. The coat check room, now!
In that episode, Mason Alexander Park was Gendrix and Isaac Powell was Corey. The cellist was Allison Seidner.
Sound effects were by Rachel Chauncey, and it was recorded at PPI Studios in Soho.
To buy sheet music or download the script for free, check out our site, lovevillehigh.com, where you can find more about the actors in the project.
And if you liked us, please post about us on your sites of choice and consider leaving us a review.
It truly makes a difference.
See you back at Loveville.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.